Well, why don't you give out a little bit more to us? We need some more music to hear what Robbie is doing in channeling energy.
Well, the next one would be clearance. And I have to tell you the difference between Transcendence, my second CD, and Ascending Heart, my third CD. The crystal bowls really do align with all the crystalline frequencies that are within us and help us connect to the higher vibrational frequencies. And I please do not believe that I think anger is bad, fear is bad, love is good, forgiveness is good. I don't really want to separate emotions like that. Anger can be useful. There's a message in every emotion we have. So I do not believe that you should repress your emotions, nor do I believe that you should express them continually. I think we need to find the balance. We need to find what's behind the emotion that's really gnawing at us. And when we repress, we're making a shadow out of that emotion. We're running away from it. So naturally, it's just really going to make itself known in ways that we don't want it to. So I don't want people to think that I'm against emotions, because I think we all need a strong emotional expression. I think we need our emotional lives. One of the problems I had to deal with was fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. I've also dealt with depression most of my life. So these are things that cripple you. And when you hold your emotions back and repress them, where do they get locked up? They get locked up in your muscles. And emotions are the means of movement. So when I talk about transcendence, what I used in transcendence was the interval of a fourth, which is four notes apart, like from C to F. That interval helps you relax a little bit more. It's more still. So in transcendence, I wanted people to be able to recognize their emotional injuries or the injuries that may have occurred in your childhood, in your lower three chakras. How have you been affected? And I wanted to be able to bring people to a place where they could go, aha, that's why I act that way, or that's why I can't put this together, that's why I can't do that or this and make money. Or so now I need to get to the place of honoring it and letting it go. I had to do a lot of work in order to clear my energies, the energies that turned into shadows within me. And I wanted to try to help people get there a little easier. Ascending Heart, on the other hand, starts with the heart and goes up. So I used a different interval. I focused more on the fifth, which is that stimulating, okay, time to move forward and time to shift. So clearance, I've used the crystal bowl, two bowls underneath, which is that stimulating energy. And then I used Tibetan bowls, the metal bowls, because they resonate with the lungs and large intestine. The lungs hold grief, and there is a connection. This is the throat chakra. There is a connection between your throat and your second chakra, which is the sexual energy. And there can be a lot of abuse, a lot of misperception with that chakra, with the sexual energy. And if there is an issue in that second chakra, it will affect your throat. How many of us are really unafraid to speak what we believe is our truth? I'm still probably a little nervous about it, but clearance, to me, is emphasizing clearing the path for your divine essence to come through without fear or judgment.
And the song is Clearance.
Vishuddha. Thank you.
Clearance from Robbie Crawford's latest CD, Ascending Heart. You know, Robbie, as you talk about this, you talk about it with such passion. Does this mean that having done a lot of this clearance with yourself as well as others, does that mean that depression has less of a hold over you? Does that mean that the fibromyalgia is a thing of the past mostly, or how does that work?
Since I've started playing the crystal balls and doing my music, I have released a lot of the pain, a lot of the emotional issues. Now, I have to admit, the last few days of this ongoing gloom did affect me a bit. I was so grateful to see the sun. But I'm okay with it. It's not like I feel like I have to run from my depression anymore. It feels to me like it has information. And I still work on the issues that I believe have affected my life in a way that I'm able to do so now without going into the depths of my soul. I'm at a place where it's more information now, and I can actually feel freer about any injuries because I can see the connection with injuries and pain, different areas of my body where I feel the tightness. I'm probably not ever going to be totally free of it because I'm in my 60s, so it's not like I'm a spring chicken anyways, but I have to say I probably feel better now than I've ever felt in my life, which is kind of saying a lot. I've worked very hard on my own clearance, which is one of the reasons why I can allow a higher frequency to come through me when I'm playing my music. One of the things I learned as a conductor is to be an open channel, to get your head out of the way and allow the music to affect you and to listen to it coming to you, which means that you're doing this exchange of energy between the orchestra and yourself, which translates to what I do with my audience. The audience brings their energy with them. What comes to me is a combination of our energies. And then when the music goes out, it affects them and it comes back to me. So we're still doing this dance between me and the audience. And I can only do that with a clear channel